7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Thank you for calling Ferrero. Our lines are currently closed. Please call back Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to speak with one of our brand ambassadors. If your contact is urgent, you may contact our emergency after-hour number at 866-866-0026.
Huh.
If your contact is of a medical nature, please contact your physician or call 911.
Wow. Guess what that means, kids? That's the end of the BFI and the beginning of the Dubious Goals Committee. So, yeah, let's do the thing. Ding. Okay. So, this is an unusual way to start off an episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, but it is an unusual day. The BFI has been defeated. No more BFI. You're welcome. All right, so what are we going to do? I don't even know where to start. First of all, I'm freezing. Well, I'm not really all that cold, but it's super cold outside right now. The wind is blowing. There's little tiny snowflakes being blown around. The actual temperature is negative 15 degrees. That's like zero for Americans. And then there's wind chill, if you're into that. So it's extra super dupery cold. Not going outside today, even though I really need to go to the store. But yeah, it's going to be an indoor day today. And I don't care. Why? Because it's Godzilla Movie Marathon Day on TV. Yes, punch it in. Right now, we're watching Godzilla vs. Monster Zero. And Fuge and Nick Adams have just landed on Planet X. And they're lowering themselves down from the rocket right now. You can hear that beautiful sound effect. That's the people lowerer. They're being lowered down from the rocket. About half an hour ago, Perry Mason and the Case of the Giant Lizard was on. But now, one of my favorites.
How is it down there?
Monster Zero.
A-okay,
that's space talk. Yeah, so they send the elevator back up to pick up the next guy because the magic space elevator only can hold one guy at once. I don't write these. But what comes on next? Oh, let's see. I've got the wrong remote. Good job, Tub. Oh, coming up next is Son of Godzilla. In this Japanese monster movie, the massive Godzilla comes to the aid of his newborn son, who hatches from an egg on a remote island, where scientists are conducting experiments with radioactivity. It's probably Publius. Revealing a surprising paternal streak, Godzilla tries to teach his much smaller progeny how to use his powers. The father-son team must then battle giant insects, including praying mantises and the formidable spider. Can Godzilla protect his curious tyke from the gargantuan bugs? Of course he can, because then after that we gotta watch Destroy All Monsters, and then after that, at 8 p.m. local time, Godzilla vs. Megalon, one of my all-time favorites. And then after that, Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla, yes! In Okinawa, we get to watch Godzilla tear the head off Mechagodzilla. That's always my favorite part. And then, at midnight, Terror of Mechagodzilla. And then I can go to bed. No, that ends at 2. So then I'll watch, you know, a few hours of, you know, that Algodoo stuff. And then I'll go to bed. So here we are on Planet X. There was an electrical storm. Now we gotta plant our flag. Love that incidental music. Yeah, just drive that flagpole right into that rock. And be sure to move in slow motion so people know you're in space.
Hey there, Glenn. Be on your guard. Footprints.
Uh-oh.
Glenn! Answer! Hello, Glenn!
Glenn has suddenly gone missing. And Fooge has found some footprints. Look out for footprints. Wait, well, didn't I read this in a Winnie the Pooh book when they're looking for the Heffalump? They keep walking around a tree, keep finding more. Oh no, the rocket ship has disappeared!
Glenn! Come back! Answer, where are you?
And then we hear the sound effect of something rising out of the ground. It's some kind of lighted column.
Please step into this cylinder.
Who are you?
I am the controller of Planet X. You will not be harmed, but I insist that you enter this cylinder without delay.
No thanks.
I am sorry, Astronaut Fooge, but I must insist.
When you insist, it means you have to shoot a blue laser at them that makes sound, because lasers make sounds.
All right.
And because that blue laser knocked his ray pistol out of his hand, Fooge now has to get into the cylinder sent by the controller of Planet X. I wonder if they have those in the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
To use radios as vehicles of the psychological warfare.
Brother and sister, together we'll make it through. Someday a spirit will lift you and take you there. I know you've been hurting, but I've been there waiting to be there for you. And brother, just helping you out.
Okay, little Rosala there with Aquagen, and everybody's free. And somebody else apparently just got freed up. Guess who just arrived? Hi, baby. You want me to get the kitty banky ready? Pippa is standing right here. She is in my face. Hi. Hi. Okay, here. Do you want to get on a banky? So I have to now get the kitty banky ready. Okay, you're in the wrong spot. Okay, right? Yeah, okay. You move over there. Now I pull the banky up. Now you get back on the banky. Oh my god, we figured it out. My cat has awakened, and she's up late too, because my cat was spending all night looking for those mousies. Or at least mouse. I'm afraid that there's probably more than one mouse and or vole in my house. I don't know. Peppa, what do you think? Oh, she doesn't know. She's just gonna lick my arm. Okay. We can do that. But in the meantime, what are we gonna do? So, yeah, alright. Are you gonna do some kitty business? Yes, you're a good baby. Everybody likes a good kitty. Alright, so what should we do now, Peppa? What should we do? Do you think we should take attendance?
Okay, Brenda.
Funded.
Present. Astronomic kit. Present. Ghost bear. Ghost bear. Uh-oh. Tardy again. Oh, ghost bear. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent. Forever.
Don't! Oh my god, burn. Oh, that wacky Ted. He's always getting killed by Ghost Bear, and now he's absent forever. So now we have no choice but to check in with the girls, see what the girls are doing today. Which girls? Well, you know, the Cyber Japan Dancers. Oh, Kawaii. And Kawaii. All right, now, you may only be able to hear a bunch of screaming and giggling from a bunch of Japanese bikini model girls, but what you're missing out on visually is the fact that they are having a water gun battle. They all have these big super soaker type water guns, and they're all wearing white cotton t-shirts. So it's wet t-shirt water gun battle, and there are water balloons involved. Let's see. Chiaki and Miyabi are one team, and Kanae and Kazue are the other team. And then somebody else is running around. Who's that with the camera? Yes, and they're all standing about 4 meters away from each other, trying to throw water balloons at each other, but missing. Oh, there she just hit her own teammate. And oh no, our t-shirts are getting soaked. And now people can actually see what color bikini we're wearing underneath our t-shirts. Cool. You know, the one thing I really want to know, though, is where is this taking place? Suddenly I'm fascinated by this location because this is on the sea. It's a big onsen or something, but it's very cool because they're out in this, like, garden patio sort of pool area, and there's all these statues of cranes and herons and other tall wading birds, you know, the kind that I like. They're just all over the place. Let's count them. One, two, oh, there's a Jizo. Wait, is that another one, or is that the same one from a different angle? How many cameras do they have on this? Yeah, okay, if you want to watch Japanese bikini models have a water gun fight, this is how you do it. You got, this is like six cameras going here. Yeah. Beastie Boys there for you with their hit song Girls. But of course, we didn't hear the album version. You heard the very exclusive Dubious Goals Committee Nyampasu remix. Yeah, you're welcome. Because sometimes you just gotta do that. I don't need to apologize. It's my damn show. I'll do whatever I want. And now what do I feel like doing? Huh. Well, I don't know.
Keep
Awesome. The Cruel Angel's Thesis by Shiro Sagisu. Very awesome. But now we need to check back in with the girls, see what they're doing.
Oh,
sugoi. Well, it looks like the girls are now drinking. They're going to try out some various flavored soju. They've got musket grape, grapefruit, peach, strawberry, something that I don't recognize. Kanpai, itadakimasu. Here they go. What is that other one that they're drinking? I don't know. Uh-oh, Miyabi doesn't like the one that she's drinking. Kazue thinks it's pretty good. Yeah, they're trying to figure out what the hell the blue flavored one is too, because nobody can tell. And now my cat is messing with some. Don't mess with those cables. Yeah, you can rub your face against the Sargar box, but you are not allowed to eat the cables. My cat's trying to eat the synth cables again. Cats. Yes, thank you, Kanahanazawa, for that. Renai Circulation. We gotta listen to that every once in a while, otherwise my head might melt. And we can't have any melting brains. Because I just remembered I have a lot of laundry to do today. That requires a lot of brain power. Yeah, I sort of forgot to do laundry last weekend. Well, it's not that I forgot so much as I just kind of didn't feel like doing it because I was too busy, you know, watching anime on TV. Oh my god. I'm such an idiot. And I'm having anxiety right now. I'm having a little anxiety about the weather and having to go to the store because I don't have very much food. But I got some graham crackers and I got a few egg rolls left, so I can make it at least a couple of days. I don't know. I just don't know if I have what it takes to dance like a man.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch a your buns. Punch a your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
See, that's the problem with evil witches. They just don't have any nyanpasu.
Nyanpasu.
The double.
Yeah.
Come on. All right, we had some nyanpasu. Gotta love it. It's not like you can get enough nyanpasu. You certainly can't have too much. And some people, like evil witches, don't have any. You gotta feel terrible. But I don't. Why do I not feel bad? Because I get all the nyanpasu I need. And so do you. You get all the nyanpasu you need for life right here. From the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta do some laundry and I gotta start thinking about food. What the hell am I gonna eat? I don't know. I'll figure it out. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yeah.